By the time sophomore Griffin Sin graduates from Bloomington's New Tech High School, he'll have a full semester's worth of college courses already under his belt. So in seventh period, he's learning about software from software.
Because it shows like colleges that you're ready for like taking on college. So I think colleges will like to see that. I could probably be accepted to more colleges than I would without it. So
his high school requires he do this, but it's certainly the exception. But what if the state soon mandates all high schools include some kind of virtual curriculum, like in Michigan, Florida, and other states?
We are embarking on a Jetsons society while trying to use a Flintstones system of education.
That's State Superintendent Tony Bennett. He says Indiana is behind the curve on virtual education.
I think overall, Indiana's slow to move. Far too many of our leaders across the state are still steeped in an agrarian mentality regarding the delivery of education.
But Bennett says discussions about the future of virtual learning are taking place. Still, what happens during next year's short legislative session is anybody's guess. Bruce Colston is trying to have a hand in what happens.
Try to influence legislation and the DOE in positive ways that we think would help promote quality virtual education.
As head of the Indiana Virtual Learning Consortium, a group of five different virtual learning outfits in the state, Colston is lobbying the legislature, wading into the political arena for the first time.
I need to be very careful here, you know, I don't want to offend anyone, but it is a real, you know, cutthroat political arena where there's so many interest groups competing. I mean, it can be anything from an individual with an axe to grind who happens to be a representative or knows a representative, lobby groups that are well-funded, work in the legislation.
To make the ILVC's case to those in the General Assembly, the group paid Indiana University's Center for Evaluation and Education Policy, or KEEP, to conduct a survey of the state's principals and superintendents and write a report about it. KEEP's Terry Spradlin was in charge of the survey.
They were pretty explicit with what their goals and expectations of having a survey conducted, and those are stated in the report.
Almost exactly a year before the survey was released, KEEP released its own policy brief that essentially argued for the same conclusions produced by the ILVC's poll. And Colston and Spradlin hope legislators notice their groups coming to similar conclusions. Spradlin says the ILVC is doing exactly what it should at this juncture.
It seems wise and timely that they would have a survey conducted, especially given the context of the policy discussions in Indianapolis by our legislature. So the discussion we're having today will be quite different in just 3 or 4 years.
Despite what he says is a serious need for the legislature to address virtual education soon, Colston says it may be best that the General Assembly hasn't yet tackled the subject in any real way.
A lot of the legislators, when I was presenting to them, I mean, I could look in their eyes and they really had very little idea whatsoever about what virtual education was, how we operated. But a lot of people are voting on these things that I think really know very little about what they're voting on or what the issues are.
And so we're still left with no real guidance on how virtual education can function in Indiana.
On Friday, we'll hear how lobbying the legislature in the name of expanding educational opportunities has a business side, and how the interests of for-profit virtual outfits may cloud the educational side of the issue. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.